You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nightlight, a Friday night version. You made it, folks. The week is over, more or less. Maybe you're still working, but either way, it is upon us. And thus, our Friday night version of Nightlight is here as well. And we got a fun show for you tonight. Hope you had a great day, whatever you decided to do today, even if you took the day off or worked even harder than you usually do. I know Nightlight listeners are probably the hardest working people there are, even though they're okay with sitting in the couch and being a couch potato and watching some colored TV. There's nothing wrong with that either. So happy Friday, everybody. And let's do this right, because after tonight, no Nightlight for 2 days. I will sit around waiting for Monday. You all will be doing yard work, going to the beach, whatever, but we'll get through the weekend one way or the other. Great show tonight. Another Civic Media All-Star show. There is, we talk about sports occasionally on Nightlight. I would say probably once a week, or a couple times, we address sports. Sports is entertainment. But there's too much going on in Wisconsin right now regarding sports not to address what is happening. The Brewers are the hottest team in baseball. They have the best record in baseball. And we have to talk about it. Mike Clemens is going to be here at 6:35 to help us do just that. We'll talk about the Packer training camp. Conrad was there yesterday. Did you go today too?
I did not today.
How come? You burnt out yesterday?
Yeah, it's too hot, you know? Literally burnt out because I got burnt.
But they're out there in pads, dude. You're just watching.
Well, they're used to it, you know?
Yeah. All right, that's the voice of Conrad Krieger. He is working the board tonight, as per usual. Mike will be here at 6:35. We'll talk Brewers, Packers, and he's got some Badgers news. So we're going to cover everything tonight with Mike, everything we possibly can. Mike is always up on, you know, whatever documentaries there are too. He's always, he's quite a savvy TV watcher. So we'll find out what Mike can recommend tonight as well. And then it is Friday, ladies and gentlemen. That means it's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here, our Civic Media music guru, our Wisconsin music expert, if you will bring us new music and sparkling conversation like she always does. Terry also is the co-host of Max Inc. Radio on WMDX. So if you're in the Madison area, tune into Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights from 6 to 9 p.m. And Terry and Rocker do a great job there. Terry will be here with us, though, at 7:35. Like she always is. And she's got a couple of, it's just one artist tonight, I think, right?
That is correct.
That is correct. So we got two songs, one artist, and that will be fun. As usual, so we got the Civic Media All-Stars. Mike Clemens, Terry Barr, got a great question, lots to talk about. A couple things involving James Cameron, which I found interesting. I found an Arnold Schwarzenegger clip where he's talking about Cameron. And Cameron kind of not bullying him, but telling him to say the line the way he wanted him to say it. That's a fun story. And it's Arnold Schwarzenegger telling Rich Eisen this story. So we'll probably get to that at the top of hour number two, or act two, if you will. And I have another story about James Cameron. Matthew McConaughey was almost cast in the film Titanic. So we'll tell those stories at the top of the second hour. And great question tonight too. It's kind of a callback to what we were talking about the other night.
Yeah,
because you found this article about a Heinz ketchup and fruit smoothie.
Sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Yeah, not really. Not even if you like ketchup. I'm sure they did something for it. I'm sure they test marketed the heck out of it, and people finally weighed in. But I feel like, or approved it. But I feel like it's just not appealing sounding. Like, even if it tastes good, and maybe people will taste it out of curiosity, but why would you do that? Why do you need ketchup in a smoothie?
You know, it's you just got to try new stuff, you know? There's no limits to it.
I totally agree with that, but it doesn't have to involve Heinz ketchup in my smoothie.
What else would you rather have in it?
A burger? Why not just chop up a burger in there and put it? Drink your burger with Heinz ketchup.
You get the mustard, the onions, the burger patty, the buns.
Put it all in there, man. Yeah. Some cheese.
With strawberries.
But, ladies and gentlemen, that does bring us to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is an even more disgusting smoothie than the new Heinz ketchup and fruit smoothie? Put on your thinking caps, people, and tell me a gross smoothie name. With terrible ingredients, if you want. You can put anything you want in there. I have a brother who, like, basically empties the fridge and puts it all in a smoothie, not to waste food, and drinks it. People put anything in a smoothie. Peanut butter, avocado, stuff you normally wouldn't think would be good in a smoothie. Like, kale is one thing. I would put kale in a smoothie because it's so healthy, and you can't really taste it. But ketchup, I mean... Even avocado, I guess it's more for texture. If you put enough fruit in there, you probably wouldn't taste the avocado. And I love avocado. The idea of it being blended doesn't really do much for me. Or peanut butter, for that matter. But let us know, what is an even more disgusting smoothie than the new Heinz ketchup and fruit smoothie? You know, the worst one I could come up with. You still have the picture of that blobfish?
Yes,
see
I
if
do.
You can, see if you can go. Oh. How about a blobfish smoothie?
Oh,
blend that sucker. And put it in a smoothie.
I just can't stop looking at the lips on this thing and how wide the lips are.
Yeah, that's a fish that gets no action. I don't care what kind of game a blobfish has, he is getting or she is getting no action. They're just too ugly. That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Do you think they don't have
self-pleasure?
A mate?
They would have to. I don't know, and I'm not going to judge them for that. That's fine. Got to do what you got to do, but I would say probably anything. I can't see, even though we had Barry Levinson on last week, who is the curator of the National Mustard Museum. We had him on just before National Mustard Day. I think he mentioned a couple smoothies with mustard. I guess you could pull that off.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. That cherry honey mustard that I was talking about that got in Door County, it's dynamite.
Like, that smells, that would be good.
Yeah.
But what is this... You put on the social media responses, Arby's new cheesesteak.
I don't know if you can see
it. In a smoothie?
I don't think... All right, so if you look at the stream, it literally looks like a smoothie in a sandwich.
That so is somebody just blended something up and poured it between those two buns.
It looks... That's their new cheesesteak, but it looks like a smoothie.
Yeah, that does not look good.
And that's why I was like, actually, that is gross, and that could...
You got called out at it on social media, too. Dan Wheeler, Danny Wheels. I don't have to wet my lips to say that name. Danny Wheels. That's a great name.
Yeah,
Daniel Wheeler should. Dan, think about it. Danny Wheels. And I said that about my lips because Daniel's the one that said you have to wet your lips before you say the last name Schwabe to get it right. Daniel says, Conrad Krieger, oh, Lord, that looks like a lamprey eel with necrosis. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds awful.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
Yeah, maybe this is a bad question. Our pal Christy Barlaman. Hi, Christy. She says, Peach Schwabe birthday cake smoothie.
So does that include a birthday cake and you in it?
I don't want to be blended, I'll be honest. Christy and I have the same birthday. I think that's what she's getting. And I have ripped on birthday cake flavor. I think it's very blah. I don't like it in ice cream. I don't like it in actual birthday cake. And I've seen that. Birthday cake flavored birthday cake. You don't have to do that. We know it's a birthday cake. Thank you, Christy. Good to hear from you. Paula Krieger just made a gross emoji face, like puke.
Yeah, maybe she's just thinking about that tomato ketchup smoothie and is like, nah.
Could be.
No thanks.
Let us know what you think, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That is our nightlight question of the night. What is an even more disgusting smoothie than the new Heinz ketchup and fruit smoothie? I'm going to say the blobfish. Let's just say anything with fish in a smoothie cannot taste good. It's terrible. And do we have that clip? Let's play the Bart. This is the Simpsons. You know, in a day where they have hot dog water, even though that was a hoax, all these bad smoothies coming out, The Simpsons were way ahead of the game like they usually are when it comes to parody. And here's Bart Simpson watching TV and a commercial he's seeing.
Finally, the great taste of Worcestershire sauce in a soft drink. Steaky.
They just nail it. And they were nailing it decades before anybody else was. Like The Onion. That's just great stuff. But let us know. We'll read your text on the radio. We've got a lot of fun stuff to get to tonight, folks. Eddie Murphy. I love Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy says he's willing to, like, he sat down recently with Complex 360, which I guess is a podcast, and he was talking about all of his bad movies. So we'll talk about that a little bit in hour number two, too. He said, and this is what I love about Eddie Murphy. Like, he admitted he's made bad movies, and he pointed to, what was the one with the, Pluto Nash, The Adventures of Pluto Nash, and The Holy Man. And when they asked him about Norbit, which got crucified by critics, Eddie Murphy plays different characters in it. He held his ground. He said, no, I like Norbit. I wrote it with my brother Charlie. I'm standing by Norbit.
That movie sucks.
I just like his honesty. And yeah, Norbit, I don't think I saw more than 5 minutes of it. And I saw it kind of accidentally. But he had a tough go between 2000 and 2010, where he made some bombs. Norbit got a 9% on Rotten Tomato.
I think that's too high for Norbit.
Yeah, they're shooting big there. Let me see what The Adventures of Pluto Nash got. All right, so this one I think got even pay. I could be wrong, but yes, 6%. You've got Eddie Murphy, one of the most talented guys in Hollywood, and the movie got a 20% from audiences. So audiences hated Eddie Murphy in this. But you know what? What is he going to do? He calls it out. He calls it how he sees it. He's very honest. He's had enough big hits where he doesn't have to feel insecure about anything. I think that was kind of cool. But we'll talk about maybe some more Eddie Murphy films a little later in the show as well.
I did just see a new film of his.
What one did you see?
It's called Pickup, and it's a new Prime movie.
Oh, that's Pickup.
Yeah, it's Eddie Murphy, Pete Davidson, and Keke Palmer.
Oh, that's the one you were talking about. Okay, so let's, before we get to that, though, tell me what you thought of. Last night, we had Craig Benzine on the show. Craig goes by the handle Wheezy Waiter on YouTube. He's got like well over a million subscribers. He's also a director now. He made a film called No Packers, No Life. Fun movie about the Packers. We'll keep you posted on when that comes out. He should have news on that soon. But he was a great guest last night. We had a great time talking to Craig. His popcorn pick of the week was Logan Lucky. And I said I was going to go home and watch it last night. I ended up having to do more work for the show today and get all the stuff out, the information out. You actually watched it, though.
I did watch it last night.
Tell us. Give us a thumbnail review.
I think the concept of the movie is phenomenal. It's
Steven Soderbergh, baby.
It's a heist that, like, you wouldn't think would be a heist. Like, it has actual thinking in it. Not just, let's go rob a bank or something like that. It's, like, actually in-depth. They have a huge plan. And they have to go into prison to get Daniel Craig's character out so he can help him with the heist. And the heist is under a NASCAR track.
Oh, right. I did read that. That sounds cool.
Yeah. So I really liked the concept. I don't think it was as funny.
Okay.
More action. But there's some good comedic parts in it, though.
I'm okay with that. We talked about this recently. I don't like action comedy. I don't think it's that funny, and I don't think the action's that great. It usually ends up being really stupid, or like a movie like with The Rock in it.
all of The Rock's movies.
Give me one or the other, comedy or... But Craig said that was one of his favorite genres, so I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I can't wait to see that film. We got to read a Steady Eddie text, Conrad, when we come back to what we missed last night. We'll do that when we come back after this very short break, and we'll read the rest of your texts as well. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Oh, man. It is Friday, folks. Hope you're having a great day. We got a lot going on here tonight at Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Civic Media All-Stars are on their way. They're not coming like in a van or anything, Conrad. They won't be here in person, but But Mike Clemens is probably in Green Bay, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. Bless you. I was wondering, it seemed like kind of an abrupt answer.
Yeah, now I had to sneeze.
So Mike Clemens will be here at 6:35, folks. We're going to talk about your red-hot Milwaukee Brewers. They have taken over. They rudely took first place from my Cubs. And now, what are they up, four?
Yeah, four games, I think.
Four games. And I said this 2 weeks ago. I said, don't get too excited, Conrad. The Brewers cannot stay that hot this long. And here we are 2 weeks later, and they are still crushing it.
They're the first team in MLB to reach 70 wins this year.
Yeah. They're on fire. And you know what? Maybe they can keep it going. I don't know. But we'll talk to Mike about that. Mike will have all the answers, as he so often does. And Terry Barr comes along at 7:35 with new music, a fun chat, and her outstanding personality, as always. We love having Terry on every Friday for our Barbie on Friday nights. Our question of the night, Heinz ketchup has a new smoothie. Heinz ketchup mixed with fruit. It's supposed to be delicious, according to Heinz ketchup. I think it sounds gross. That's our question of the night. What is an even more disgusting smoothie than the new Heinz ketchup and fruit smoothie? I said the blobfish smoothie. Conrad said the Arby's new cheesesteak smoothie.
Yeah, that would be gross. It looks already like a smoothie, but if you blend it up even more, I think it'd be worse.
It's a smoothie on a bun.
Yeah.
So our question last night was the sea creature one, right? That's
yeah,
why you're talking about
correct.
Blobfishes. What is the scariest sea creature, mythical or real? And we had pre-recorded content playing at 7:35 when our pal Steady Eddie texted us, as he so often does, right around that time. Steady Eddie says, Pete, sharks are scary. They never sleep and are always looking for a meal. Pete, if you want to get a million subscribers to Nightlight, you should literally have Conrad bench press you live on the radio. It would go viral. You should probably get a couple spotters for Conrad just in case. First of all, Conrad said he could bench 275. I may or may not believe that, but I don't weigh that much. I will say that. He signs it Steady Eddie. And then there is a postscript, Conrad. You remember what that means?
P.S., yeah.
Yeah, P.S. Dash B.S. I also once shaved my chest for charity. She said she liked it, as did Chastity and Gertrude. Sounds like Steady Eddie's been spending a little time down at the Gentleman's Club. With his shaved chest. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Sorry we missed you last night, buddy. Let's go to the text line here. We've got Jim from Appleton who says, anchovies and beets. How's that for a delicious combo? Yeah, that's pretty bad. Not as bad as the blobfish, but that does sound... You know what? Actually, I take that back. Beets are pretty good, and they're a superfood. They're great for you. I don't know about the anchovies, but I think you could pull that off in a smoothie, Jim. But thank you for the text. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, Sydney Sweeney's sensual sweat smoothie.
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
Well, they sold out of soap pretty quickly. I guess the jeans thing turned out to be like a hoax or whatever. You read that?
Yeah, I didn't really keep informed on that.
That was like a right-wing political guy started that saying I don't know. I would like Sydney Sweeney to remain apolitical.
Yeah.
Just my own taste. But Tyler, that's good. You should pitch that over there at Sweeney Enterprises. Sydney Sweeney's sensual sweat smoothie. Tyler also, he's in it twice. Okay, I'm sorry. Chris, now I know Chris's first name. How are we saying that last name? Is it just Herb? Okay. We don't have to say the last name, actually. Chris from Sun Prairie says, Pete, stop. Fish smoothie, really, just ate. That has to be the worst. I know, Chris, that's the question, buddy. What's the worst smoothie? What's a worse smoothie than a ketchup and fruit smoothie? John Murray from Madison says, nothing sounds worse than a smoothie with coconut pina colada flavor. Just can't go there. It's a gagger. Wow, that's interesting.
I love it.
He'd get a lot of pushback on that.
Yeah,
I love it. Sounds delicious to me, too. Yeah. Sorry, John. John, we can't agree on everything. John says, saw Eddie Murphy raw at Rosemont Horizon. Best show ever. I was too young. I remember that album and listening to it and going, I don't think I'm supposed to be hearing this. But that was a great album. Totally. I think that was his second album, if I'm not mistaken. But he was already kind of on the map. But that was like a huge album. Everybody had that. AJ from the 608 says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Pickled pig feet for sure.
I think we have a winner.
I think that could be worse than the blobfish. You know, the blobfish is ugly, but it could taste great.
Yeah.
The texture looks gross. The look on the face is horrible, but maybe it tastes better than pickled pig feet. So far, AJ, you're our winner. Michael Steele from Tosa, SNL. Oh, the Bassamet. Nice pull, Michael. He's referencing the Super Bassomatic 76, a Dan Aykroyd skit from the original Not Ready for Primetime Players. The Super Bassomatic 76. Just take a bass, put it in the blender, and he blended it up. That's beautiful. I guess I feel a little less original now with my blob smoothie. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, with strawberries. Yes, that is the key. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad, says, I love sauerkraut, but not in a smoothie. It might not taste so good. Maybe an asparagus smoothie to clean out your urinary system. I read a historical article that asparagus. Oh, your mom sent a text and it cut off your dad's. I read a historical article that asparagus inspired the bright color of yellow, not the sun. What do you make of that, Conrad?
Well,
it's your dad, buddy.
What you know what happens when you need asparagus?
I do. And sometimes I forget, and I'm like, what is that? Oh, yeah, I ate asparagus. We will get to the rest of your texts. When we come back, folks, Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens is going to be here to talk about your red hot Milwaukee Brewers. We'll do some Packer talk, maybe some Badgers. We'll ask Mike how much he makes a year, too. That'll be fun. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
By design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess, who often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts.
Welcome back. Beautiful Friday night here in the state of Wisconsin. Ladies and gentlemen, Wisconsin, I equate Wisconsin with summer. And this is a gorgeous, if not a bit steamy, Friday night. But I will take this over what we're going to be dealing with in the winter. So enjoy the summer, folks. Enjoy Nightlight. We have to go away for the weekend. We will be back Monday. But right now, before we sign off for the week, we've got a lot of show coming up here. We've got the Civic Media All-Stars, Civic Media Sports Authority, and our pal Mike Clemens joins us now. Hey, buddy.
Hi, Pete. How you doing?
Better now. How are you?
It's a little toasty. It's like 89 degrees. Feels like 97. Dew point is up there. But, you know, hydrate before the game. Bring a fan. And I think shirt should be optional. You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree with you, Mike. And very good use of the word dew point. I haven't ever really considered the dew point when I've gone outside on a hot day. But maybe I should.
Right, right. So... It's toasty, but the Brewers have won 9 of the last 10 games. They just coming
crazy.
Back from back-to-back sweeps on the road, and they're playing a good Mets team, a Mets team with a over $300 million payroll that has lost 8 of their last 10 games. So the Brewers might be able to catch these guys at the right time, and at least if they could win this series, just continue to distance themselves from the Cubs. They're 4 games ahead of the Cubs going into this game tonight.
I know. I was telling Conrad that's so rude how the Brewers just wrangled first place away from my Cubs, but they are on fire. And I said they couldn't keep this up, but they are, Mike. How are they doing it? I mean, I know they have great pitching, but do they hit for average or is it the manager? Pat Murphy's a great manager. How are they doing this?
I think there's like 3 things. I mean, Freddy Peralta is your ace and he's consistent. Yeah. Brandon Woodruff comes back 2 years later. He's 3-0. I mean, I'm looking at the screen over here. ERA of 2.22. And he's pitching tonight. He's pitching tonight. And then, you know, besides the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, 103 miles an hour, is this Quinn Priester, who's going to be like 25, I think, next month.
Yeah.
But that kid, you know, is like 6'3", 6'4". He's just a big traditional right-handed pitcher. And they've won 12 in a row whenever he's out there. So when you've got that for just your first 5, 6, 7 innings of the game, and then, you know, 2 or 3 pretty good relievers, and then Trevor McGill to close, that checks off the pitching thing. They've been a good defensive team for the last couple of years, even though they lost Willy Adames. And then the bats. And then these nobodies like Isaac Collins, you know, and Andrew Vaughn, who, you know, they traded away a disgruntled pitcher to the crummy White Sox. And the White Sox sent them a player that was in the minors batting like 187, you know. And one of our sales guys, Rich, from our stations, tweeted, he said, that guy's good. He's been good in the past. Yeah. Well, he was right, because whatever, change of scenery, Andrew Vaughn's coming up with RBI doubles, clutch home runs. He's holding down first base. You know, Rhys Hoskins, you know, jammed his thumb about 6 weeks ago. How do you take Andrew Vaughn out right now, as productive as he's been? So, right. And then tonight, we had a really good one-on-one with Pat Murphy back from the road trip. And, you know, he says, listen, man, those Braves, there's just some serious players there. They just can't seem to get it together like the Dodgers right now. So we're taking advantage of this. And he said, you know, we've got a bunch of hungry guys.
Yeah.
We got Caleb Durbin and, you know, Isaac Collins. And these guys, they just figure they're one step away from getting sent back down when Chirillo comes back up or whatever. So they're playing for their lives. And when they've got that hunger, they put in that extra effort. There's that more of that focus. They play like a playoff level with every pitch, every at-bat, and that's going on. And the other thing is that Murph knows he's really becoming popular because this team is pulling this off. Must be part of the manager, right? And he said, you know what? I'm going to make an effort, though. I got to dial it back. I got to let these players be in the spotlight. Because I don't want to lose the team now. Like, oh, there goes Murph with all the credit, right? So he needs to sort of watch that. And I said, yeah, but isn't it nice that when we keep talking about Collins and Andrew Vaughn and Sal Frelick, that you've got a quiet veteran like Yelich who just comes in, does his job, and doesn't mind that the kids have got the spotlight, and goes, that's an excellent point.
Yeah.
He said, what a godsend that Yelich. He's not complaining. There's no ego there. He's getting paid, and he's just, you know, he's hitting home runs and trotting around the bases. So when you got all those things working, that's a balanced team and a hard baseball team to beat right now.
Boy, that's a great point, Mike. And they've got, and even what I said, even if the Brewers can't keep this pace, if they get a big enough lead, like they're four games ahead of the Cubs in almost no time, if they go up a few more games, they're going to be hard to knock off with as much time that's left in the season, right?
And one coaching point, like to a kid like Isaac Collins, Murphy says, do not take the outside pitch. Don't be reaching for pitches. Don't think, oh, wow, here's a slow changeup. Oh, I'll go chase it, right? Don't. Be disciplined. Make them put the ball over the plate. Make it go to full count. Make a pitch to you 10, 15 pitches. Wear these guys out. And then make hard contact. You know, run the bases. Be ready to steal the bases. You're young. You got the speed. And that's what they do. As he calls them, the woodpeckers. They just keep chipping away at you for nine innings. And the next thing you know, it's 10-3 and you're going into the ninth inning.
Man, and I wouldn't say they have like the hardest schedule coming up either. Over the next few weeks, they've got the Cubs, five games on the road. Cubs aren't playing that great either. I mean, I don't see any let up in sight. But let me ask you this, Mike. We all like Pat Murphy. He's such a great interview and a really good manager. Murphy or Council? Who do you pick?
I'm taking Pat right now because Craig is really smart and very analytical. But like I said a couple of weeks ago, and it seems to be becoming more truer every day, Bob Uecker was the class clown that kept the place loose, right? The guy doing that now is the manager.
Oh, that's interesting.
So your boss comes in and keeps it light, but at the same time says, hey, you screw up, you may not be in the lineup tomorrow night. So it's almost better that focus now is on the manager and not the announcer, not the legendary comedian. You know, the class clown is gone, and now you've got to answer to the teacher.
Very interesting, too. What you say is right about Pat Murphy. He's great for a quote. He's a funny guy. But we saw him walking to the mound. I was watching a game. I think they were probably playing the Cubs. And it looked like the Cubs were making a run, and he had to go pull the pitcher. And you could read his lips. You're like, this guy's serious, too. He's not just all about the laughs, right?
Oh, it's salty. It's salty. Trust me. Yeah,
my guest is Mike Clemens. He's our Civic Media Sports Authority. We're talking about the Red Hot Brewers. And we only have Mike for a few more minutes. Mike, should we pivot to the Packers?
Yeah. Packers have got their first preseason game tomorrow night. You know, and there's always this controversy. Do you play your veterans or not?
Yeah.
You know, and years past, Matt LaFleur has done what his mentor, Sean McVay, the head coach of the Rams, has done. And, you know, you got 30 starting players on the sidelines. They don't touch the field. So you don't end up like Jordy Nelson 10 years ago, who blew out an ACL and, you know, kind of wrecked his career in a meaningless game in the preseason in Pittsburgh. But yesterday LaFleur said, you know, I got a new study here in my hand, and it says from the NFL, the teams that play their players, at least in the first game or second game of the preseason, the injury rate goes down in the month of September because they're mentally better adjusted to the speed of the game, guys flying around, arms and legs flying and all that. Because, you know, it's even though if you've been playing this game since you're a kid, those first couple of quarters, maybe first couple of games, It takes a while for the game for everybody to slow down, and that's when you make mistakes or, you know, you make an awkward step or something like that, and you get tangled up and switch. You know, you have to adjust to the speed of the game and the physicality. So, you know, now if he's got 30 guys on the sidelines tomorrow night, including Jordan Love, you know, I won't be surprised. It'll be just another dog and pony show. But we might be more inclined to follow that study.
That's interesting, and I'm sure the fans would love to. Well, I think they trust LaFleur, but we all want to see the guys play. You know what I mean? You understand why they sit them out, but, yeah, even preseason.
And I want you fans to be able to see what I'm seeing in camp every day, and that's number 22, Matthew Golden, the wide receiver they took with the number one pick. Get that kid 4 or 5 passes and watch his speed, watch how great he catches the football, and just how advanced he is. The thing I'm watching, though, for is backup running back. Because after Josh Jacobs, you know, the two guys on the depth chart that they were hoping are currently injured, I don't know if they're going to be able to play. So these second and third string running backs tomorrow night, look for those guys. Look for number 23, kid that his parents were originally from Nigeria, and his name is Israel. Izzy is his first name. Watch for that kid and see if he can take off, like maybe in the second half, and be a candidate to be that third running back.
Oh, interesting. Mike, if you had to, what do you think of the Vikings right now? They seem like they're a little, after a good year last year, are they going to compete, do you think, in the North?
They've got a good defense.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they're throwing in J.J. McCarthy. They moved on from Sam Darnold last year, who got him to the playoffs. But what I do know is this, Kevin O'Connell, their head coach, took another step up. And that dude's going to be difficult to deal with. So, you know, if J.J. McCarthy can get the ball to Justin Jefferson and Aaron Jones still looks great up there. Yeah, you know, the Packers, that's the challenge. The Packers are no longer, you know, the kings of the NFC North. They were 1-5 last year, and they're now looking at third or fourth place. And so that's going to be Matt LaFleur's challenge this season.
That's interesting. And what do you think about Detroit? I mean, talk about dealing with changes from Frank Ragnow, losing your coordinators. I mean, we have no idea what to expect from Detroit either, do we?
No, we don't. And, you know, they've played long for the last couple of years, too. They might be kind of banged up. They had a horrible game the other night with 5 turnovers. It's just the preseason.
Right.
It's just a Hall of Fame game. But, you know, don't count out Dan Campbell. He's a lot smarter than we thought he was.
Mike, before the show, Conrad and I were talking, and he told me about Bo Melton switching from wide receiver to cornerback for the Packers. Have you seen him during camp? How does he look?
Yeah, we thought that could be the kiss of death. Like, well, there's no way you're going to make wide receiver. We're too deep at that position now with the guys we drafted. You know something? Then all of a sudden, Nate Hobbs jacks up his knee, torn meniscus, had to have surgery. He's going to miss the rest of camp. And all of a sudden, there's Bo Melton as the number 2 corner or number 3 corner in rotation. So he's got a shot of making the team.
Wow.
He's got a and you know, the other thing is talking to the coaches. If not just in at the end of the depth chart, the end of the line of defensive backs, they love this guy as a player so much, they'll find spots for him on special teams too. So I count Bo Melton into the top 53.
We have about a minute left, Mike. You also mentioned the Badgers when we were emailing earlier. The public can look at them or watch them tomorrow at Platteville. They're wrapping up camp.
Yeah, Luke Fickell has taken his team to UW-Platteville to get away from campus, do a little bonding. That 2 weeks is now passed. The last practice is open to the public. The other ones have been closed. So if you're in the Platteville area, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Badgers last practice of the UW-Platteville campus, $5 for adults, free for kids 12 and under, and the proceeds go to the Platteville Athletics Department.
I was about to make a joke, like, I don't even think it should be $5 after the last 2 years, but that is a great cause, so that's fantastic.
They should pay you $5. Hey, you're a good
send me some cab fare here. Mike, I also want to let you know, we got a shower curtain up here now, buddy, at WGBW, so if you ever need a place to crash, you can actually shower responsibly.
Fantastic. And thank you, buddy. As long as there's soap on a rope, too. I'm there.
We'll set you up. We got a guy. Hey, you're the best, Mike. Thanks so much. Have a great night out there at the old ballpark.
Thank you, Peter.
All right. That's Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority. When we come back, we're going to talk. I got a great Richard Pryor clip. You're going to love it, folks. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Let's go.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me tonight, folks. That was the great Mike Clemens we just spoke with about the Brewers and the Packers and the Badgers. And I thought he was in Green Bay, but yeah, the Brewers got a lot going on too. So
yep,
he's back home tonight in Milwaukee. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 tonight, folks, with new music and great conversation in keeping with the Civic Media tradition. Isn't that our mission? That's one of our phrases, right? New music, not new music, but great conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we like to converse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Conrad Krieger working the board tonight. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. Our question of the night is, what is an even more disgusting smoothie than the new Heinz ketchup and fruit smoothie? So far, our winner has to be the pickled, what was that one of the pig's feet?
The pickled pig's feet.
Oh, that just sounds so awful. And it was AJ from Madison, from the 608, pickled pig feet for sure. And so far, she is the front runner. Leaps and bounds. So let us know what your, just give us a disgusting smoothie flavor, folks. You could have fun with this. I say the blobfish smoothie because we did a deep sea creature thing last night in our question. And I think any fish in a smoothie would be horrible. And one of our texters tonight mentioned the Super Bassomatic 76 from Saturday Night Live in the 70s. So there you go. That was kind of it was a blended bass was what Dan Aykroyd was making. Let's do this. Okay, so let's read some text, Conrad. We don't need, you know, we can do whatever we want here, right?
Yeah.
I know you're kind of following my lead.
But, yeah.
Frank from the 414 in Delafield says, he just gave us his email. Did we miss a text from Frank there?
I think that might have been for a different show, probably.
I think you might want to reach out to him. He obviously wants us to contact him.
So. Maybe he wants to send us a smoothie.
Frank, we'll be in touch. Paula Krieger, Conrad's mom, says, in the series Young Sheldon, the grandma blends pork chops, mashed potatoes, and gravy because he refuses to eat it after choking on a piece of meat the day before. I would think that would look pretty gross.
You think Lance Barber had a sip?
I doubt it. You know, that probably looks worse than it tastes. I'm sure it doesn't taste good. The texture and the consistency would be horrible.
You know, in How I Met Your Mother, there's one episode where Marshall goes and he's training for a marathon, and he's like, well, I need to be on the run all times, so he, instead of making breakfast, he goes, all right, put a bagel in there,
oh yuck,
get some eggs in there, some bacon, and then some I think that's what it is that you put on bagels, and he drinks it. He's like, I gotta be fast. He drinks it, starts running out the door, and immediately goes to the bathroom and pukes.
I heard a story yesterday. My sister was telling me a story about one of her friends who was at a party in high school, and she was in line waiting to go to the bathroom to puke, and she couldn't make it, and she went and she took a box where there were beers that they put in the fridge. She took the box, puked in the box, went back and stood in line to empty the box in the toilet.
Oh, my.
Got into the bathroom, was still drunk, and missed the toilet with the puke.
Oh,
one of the funniest Oh, puke stories would be a fun segment to do one night.
Oh, that would be absolutely great. We should do it at 6:30, so like people are still eating dinner too.
Absolutely. You got a good one?
There's a reason I can't eat white cheddar popcorn anymore.
All right, let's do that, because I got a couple good ones too. We'll do that next week. That could be a really fun segment, I think. Anna from Madison and the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I saw Eddie Murphy's Raw tour at the Dane County Coliseum in Madison in September 1987. That is insane. When you reach, as a stand-up comic who works clubs, when you're selling out the Dane County Coliseum, that is just insane. That's insanity. And that's the reason Jerry Seinfeld, he was like the biggest comic, I think, in the world, probably right about that time. But Eddie Murphy was already on TV. Seinfeld wasn't. He was just a comedian. And he was selling out theaters. And that's why he could take his time before he got the show he absolutely wanted to do. Great text, Anna. Ross from Crawford County says, any one of the breakfast cereals, maybe especially Lucky Charms. The kids might like it. Oh, that's a good one, though, right?
I think that's where they came up with, you know, the cereal or the fruity cereal protein, or, you know, because I've had that. It's Fruity Pebble protein shake.
You've had a Fruity Pebble protein shake?
I had a big tub of it. Got like 30 servings out of it. It was fantastic every time.
You had a big tub of it. I'm not following. Like, what is
like
that?
A protein tub, you know?
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
And, you know, mix it with milk every time. It's so good.
Really bad.
So good.
All right. Well, send us your text, folks. Ketchup? I don't know. I guess the point of this question was to make the Heinz ketchup and fruit smoothie sound even better. And, you know, some of these definitely are. The pig's feet thing is disgusting. What you just said, the Fruity Pebbles, I'm sure that doesn't taste horrible.
It's good.
It can't be good.
It's good.
It is?
It's good.
And I think the Lucky Charms would be okay, too. But I think the Blobfish is pretty bad, too. All right. We are going to do intermission in just a few minutes here. It's just about a minute here, folks. But we've got a great second hour coming up. Terry Barr is here at 7:35. And I'm going to tell you something after intermission in Act 2. I got two fun James Cameron stories that involve Arnold Schwarzenegger and Matthew McConaughey. We'll talk about that. And I'm going to tell you what Eddie Murphy's worst movie is. We thought 6% was low for, I think it was Pluto Nash. He's got a goose egg.
Really?
He has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
We will talk about that as well in the second hour. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 with some new tunes. And I got a really fun Risky Business clip that I've been sitting on all week, but it's a fantastic clip. And those of you who are old enough probably remember the classic scene in Risky Business where they coined the term, sometimes you just got to say, and if you don't know how I'm supposed to finish that sentence, you're just going to have to stick around past intermission for Act 2. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're doing it here tonight, folks. You got the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gotta go on the lam, stuck in no man's land. Ain't nobody on your way back. Ain't nobody gonna lend you a helping hand. And you start breaking down, and you go to the sound.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.